I guarantee you this. I was the only person in America, nay, the world, who sat with his boss yesterday and heard this phrase.
That front butt stuff, hilarious. That is, I love front butt.
Well, thanks, boss.
So are you going to Middays at Castle X now?
I didn't know it was coming. I thought I was going to get yelled at.
Are you going to Middays next? Or
yeah, well, we're talking about it. Evidently, if you were listening yesterday, we invented front butt, the new late 50s menopausal classic rock midday girl. And here's just a note to all of you out there listening, a note to you horny guys. And the internet's changed everything. Back in the day when before you could find these people.
Well, somewhat.
Well, that's
with
true.
Filters.
It has.
Yes. Right. On either side.
It has changed that, too, because it's not what you think a lot of times. But, yeah, so a lot of the classic rock, not all of them. There's been plenty of attractive ones. Well, plenty's a strong word.
Yeah,
there's been two
crazy.
In the total.
They're out there.
But they're out there. So we invented Front Butt, who just has... She's got a front butt, so she just uses the name that everybody calls her behind her back as her radio name. And she's a seductress on the air. Because and Tripp's been around radio long enough to know that that is so dead accurate, it's ridiculous that all those classic rock super good. So just a note to all of you, like, my God, she sounds hot. She's not. Period. End of story. Don't call a radio station. Don't email. Is that chick that's on hot? Just don't put that guy in that position. Because he's got to say something. She's not.
Notice we don't have any woman jocks over here.
If she were, she would be on television doing broadcast. They love the hot girls, and they'll take them if they're any good at it. They're not. And we don't have any girls
here.
Had,
You also had decent phone radar right off the bat on the voice
Me?
On the, oh, on
I'm
the phone.
Great at it. I can tell you if they. I can tell you what, like, they weigh. I can tell you if they smoke. I can tell you if
really?
They have a Google eye. Yeah,
oh, no.
I can tell
she
you.
She sounds really hot. No, this one's missing an eye.
Yeah, and, I've called it.
He's
like, wow, we're at the Napa. And that's. And this thing comes up and goes, I called you guys the other day. And you guys thought I was. I'm like, I told you, Brady, she's missing an eye. How did you know I had no eye? Because I could hear that you've been in prison and you probably got it stabbed out with a chivy. Anyway, so front butt was. Come here for a second. We started talking about cryptocurrency and real estate and just sat down and had a nice chat. And he was like, I do. I have to talk to you about something. Yeah. I'm like, all right, well, here we go. So I kind of grab the corners of the chair. I always go, all right, what'd I do? That thing this morning. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't do front butt anymore. Front butt?
Yeah.
Hilarious. And I'm like, oh, thank God. We'll do more front butt later then. And don't burn front butt. Slow.
Not too much.
No, don't overdo
Leave
it.
Leave them wanting more.
I want front butt to be wanted. I didn't get a chance to introduce the idea of front butt. I haven't had time to write my 48-page resume for front butt because you know front butt's worked. I got to get a good backstory on front butt, like a good character development on front butt, and get her 500 to 600 radio jobs that she's had that somehow or another make her desirable in radio. Like she ascends through failing at everywhere she's been, she gets another job because her resume is so big.
Before that, ran a custard stand for 5 years.
Right. Well, ran a custard stand. Well, why
ran
were you fired
to
from
a custard stand?
Yeah, she ran. She never ran anything. She's never run in her life. She walked a custard stand. She sat, you know, patiently at a custard stand. But yeah, anyway. So.
We can put those stories together, considering the ones Simple. That we've had here with two large pizzas being eaten, the two
word,
Big Macs.
The word you're going to have to look up, but it's an amalgamation of all the ladies that we've ever met in radio, especially at Classic Rock, that are one big front butt.
Sound great on the radio.
That's it. Not necessarily. To me, maybe it's my trained ear.
Smoky,
maybe it's my
sound.
Trained ear that I can hear if their mortal enemy is a staircase. That breathy Kathleen Turner thing. Is because Kathleen Turner's got a belly full of Mexican food, and the stairs just kicked her ass. What they should say is, hey, it's front butt on KSL X. She's not breathing heavy to turn you on. She's breathing heavy because she only had 7 minutes during King of Pain to take a dump and come back to the studio. Just enough time to wipe my thighs. It's a front butt. Hope you guys are having a great day. I know I am. It reminds me of my days in Modesto. Anyway, front butt was a hit with management. So I'm going to put together a 40 to 50
compilation?
40 to 50 job resume, and then a CD of my best front butt stuff.
No pictures.
And no, just drawings like Woody has. Because evidently, that's where I found out about that Woody show. He doesn't like pictures of himself because he feels like he's talking to a young audience and they'll think he's old. So it's all cartoons. I've never seen him. That's the rumor, which I think they should do for us. Like, nobody should look at our real faces. Like, that's actually, like, Woody, that's a pretty good idea. The cartoon draw me. A lot of people make themselves cartoons on the internet and then say that's what they look like. So we've seen it.
I'm just going to have Leisure World, yeah. Del Webb, all in the background of all my pictures.
You should just filter your face.
The Villages.
Out. Just headless bodies. More attractive. Anyway, it's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Bud Light. And you can go on over there right now if you want to. If you feel like it. I don't think they do, but just start waiting. It is Wingsday, Brady. It's Wingsday every day. I don't know if there's basketball or anything. Is there? No, it's Wingsday. $16.99 per person. All you can eat wings at Hooters. And you grab a Bud Light draft on special and wash it down. It's just that easy. No basketball means Wingsday, Wednesday, $16.99 for you. And then say thanks, Hooters and Bud Light, for bringing us this Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy World Backup Day.
Oh, we have a backup world?
Yeah.
In case this world fails?
Yep.
What is World Backup Day?
I think back up your computers, phones, or just back that up.
Back that ass up.
Yep.
Somebody said Carol Springer was hot in her day, wasn't she? But I remember meeting her at KDKB, and she was a front putt. Ron. Oh, man. We're not naming names, Ron. But you're right. Was Carol a front putt? I don't ever remember.
I don't think so.
She had
but
that
she...
thing where she was trying to have sex with you on the
air. Oh, yeah.
She was trying to be dirty sexy while she talked to you.
Who's the one I was on after? It sounded like 27 packs of Marlboros a day. Who was that?
I don't know.
No names.
Oh, Ruby Cheeks.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
He's nice, but you're right. Every time
that is the voice of front butt.
It's front butt's voice. Yeah. Well, again, there's 67. There's a front butt in every market.
Oh yeah,
at least one.
Hey everybody, it's 12:05. It's time to come down to the Evelina Cantina. Clear, <Go-gunk.
laughs> coated again.
Anyway, sorry about that, everybody. I coated out and I had to defrib.
Smoke him if you got him.
Coming up, a little rush for you, which I'm getting a little rush right now to my head since blood stopped in my body for a second. Front bar.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts.
On the old KDKB.
That was the successful KDKB. Imagine. Put a bunch of front butts on this alternative station. As you hear us, you go, I don't know what the hell that was. Mumford and Sons. I'll never play that again.
Mumford
and Sons. It's not that talking. That's depressed vagina. You're confusing characters.
Damn it. Taco Bell originally started as a hot dog stand.
Well, a poorly named hot dog
that
stand.
Is not a good marketing strategy.
Ah, but the new debate that rages is a hot dog a sandwich or a taco?
New debate? What? That's
I
in
just
the conversation?
Came up with it.
Oh.
Actually, I think I've heard that before.
Have you?
Yes,
well, the
yes.
hot dog is a
no, it's sandwich,
sandwich
or a what is it? A sandwich?
Or not or a sandwich, I guess.
Sandwich sub.
That might, it, yeah, I think that might be it. Is it a sandwich or not?
Is a hot dog a taco? Because the big thing, once it's in a bun, it's not on two pieces of bread, which makes it a sandwich. The other thing makes it a hot dog bun.
Right.
So it's not
it's
a sandwich.
It's one piece.
But if
usually,
you do,
right?
if you're out of buns and you wrap it around the bread, around the hot dog.
No, Wonder Bread. No, Wonder Bread doesn't work.
That's called I'm poor.
Yep.
You get one of them Wonder Bread hot dogs and all that juice ruins it and it turns the bread all gloppy pink and doughy. But is a hot dog a taco, technically? It's just a sourdough taco shell.
Or is a taco a sandwich?
Is a taco a hot dog?
But then when you throw the sport peppers and everything on it, it's a taco.
If you put a wiener, if you put
a Chicago dog, shut up.
Chicago taco.
If you put a link in a taco shell, is it a hot dog or a taco? I know it's a hot dog taco, but what is it? Is it a taco?
It's a taco.
Cornmeal and
it's a hot dog.
Brat?
Hot dog?
Ugh.
Well, you don't have to do that. You don't have to go crazy. Well, you could.
You just said crispy shell.
Well, I made a plain.
A hot dog and a
soft taco.
Hot dog and a taco shell. What is it?
A flour tortilla.
Something you get by Metro
Not
Center?
A shell. That's a tortilla.
That's true. Yeah. Something that someone would have to pay you to eat.
Something you'd get from a cart.
One of those restaurants around Taco.
I would eat that. A taco and hot dog. I just wouldn't put the traditional hot dog toppings on.
You wouldn't put ketchup on it? What would you put?
I'd put ketchup and mustard on there.
Chili
I can eat
on
that
there.
With
but on a taco shell?
Yeah, on a taco
if you put hot dog meat in a taco, big deal. Come on. Why is that bad?
I think because of the
sandwiches. Yeah, I think the shell itself.
What's wrong with that?
The shell itself isn't going to go with hot
That's
dog
like
meat.
That's like eating tortilla chips with ketchup and mustard.
A flour tortilla?
No, tortilla chips with ketchup and mustard? Awful.
Yeah. Oh, a Toledo on this
one. Sounds so bad at all.
What?
Yeah, I'd eat that.
Ugh.
Hot dogs are good.
Hot dogs are good.
You put it in
so
anything.
So are tacos.
You could cut
that
up.
That chocolate and peanut butter if do
I
not
made,
deserve
look,
to be
I'll
mixed.
Tell you, let me tell you this. If I made you tacos at my house, which is never going to happen, so don't get your hopes up. But if I made them and then I diced them up.
Over anyway.
That's right. And I diced them up and made it look like ground beef and put it in there. You wouldn't know.
Man, if you couldn't tell that you had diced hot dog in there.
Your palate is terrible. It's unrefined.
Have you seen me? I know.
Challenge.
You'll eat anything.
Challenge.
You'll eat anything. This hot dog taco would go right in your gullet. And you'd be like, and at least half of it would
Best
still be
taco
sitting.
Ever.
Brady would be staring at it going, is he going to finish that? Just pick it up.
That I believe.
Yeah. The taco's been there for
You eat rotting apples. Don't tell me you're.
I eat rotting apples.
You do.
There were more than 61 million people using pagers in 1994. The number is down to about 2 million today.
Wow.
Mostly in hospitals. The last one, the words Nazi.
Ooh, what? Careful.
The word Nazi and nacho both come from the same Latin word, Ignatius. In Germany, Ignatius evolved into the name Ignaz, which was shortened to Nazi and became a generic term for German peasants. Whoa. Before it was taken over by the Nazi Party.
Really?
In Mexico, Ignatius became the word Ignacio, and that was the first name of the chef who invented nachos.
How about that? And that's why Ignacio on Better Call Saul is known as Nacho.
Yep.
How about that? So if you're Mexican, Ignacio, you're Nacho. And if you're German, you're Nazi.
There's a new
and that
term.
Doesn't matter what your name is. If you're German, you're a Nazi.
If you're a peasant.
No. Oh. It's German. You're German, you got a little in there.
There's a new term on Urban Dictionary for people who brag about getting the COVID vaccine. Vax holes.
I like that.
I'm okay with that one. I'm a vax hole.
Jordan Knox says, are you even sure of who you are anymore, Toledo? Are you telling John you have discerning tastes? You eat pancake cups. That's true.
That would prove my point that I have discerning tastes. That's a taste you've never had that I have. I've got one up on you.
That is not one up. That is one backwards. Eating dog poop would be having one up on me, too. If I chopped up,
again,
if
I chopped up disagreeing with you.
Hot dog bits and put them in your pancake thing, you'd eat it.
No. Nope.
Yes, you would.
Not in my pancakes.
And if I put it in a taco shell, you'd devour it.
Nope.
Mexican breakfast.
According to a new survey, 42% of Americans say they plan on throwing a huge party once the pandemic is officially over.
Right. Which, by the way,
so invest in Boone's Farm and Solo Cups right now.
It will not happen. It's always going to be around.
Yeah, it's never going to be official.
It's a cold, right. And it's going to be something we got to deal with, probably, like the flu for good.
Someone looked at Google Trends to find the number one cocktail each state has been Googling during the pandemic. Pina coladas in three states, Florida, New Jersey, and Mexico, New Mexico. Arizona, Jack and Coke.
No kidding.
People are Googling Jack and Coke recipe?
What's
the hell?
Not a cocktail.
How do you make one of those?
Only Arizona.
Well, you take the Jack.
Hot dog tacos.
Jack cheese? No.
Some guy's just brushing his teeth going, I tried Jack and Coke. I think I did it wrong. I think they mean the soda. Look it up. Google that because I'm floating,
some
baby.
Kid in Scottsdale.
That must, evidently, that's the stumper here because everyone else has drinks that you definitely check out, like California, the Paloma.
Palomas
okay,
are
what's
good.
In there?
What is a Paloma?
Yeah. Palomas, I think
grapefruit
it's a
and
gin, right?
Grapefruit and gin, I think.
Yeah, it's got something else in it. But Palomas are good. They just come out fruity looking. Mm. So guys don't order them, but they're good. Is it blood
in
orange
Ohio,
and a plum?
A shandy.
It's, yeah, it's kind of like a Greyhound. Grapefruit but, wedge. You dip the rim of the glass in salt. You combine...
well, that there's a salty dog, friend.
Grapefruit juice, lime juice, a little bit of sugar, tequila or mezcal, and club soda.
That's tequila. It's not.
Oh,
tequila.
Okay.
That's the difference. All right. So it's grapefruit and tequila.
So it's a tequila Greyhound.
Yeah.
Kind of.
What was it called again? Paloma. Paloma. I've had Palomas before. I thought it was gin. What am I thinking of?
Montana, dark and stormy.
Okay.
What's a dark and stormy?
That's when your dad leaves, when you're...
Oh, man.
It's a tough
That's
day.
That's the night. That's the night.
That's
I never
the
forget
night.
The
That's
name.
That's the night Toledo will never forget.
One of these days I'm going to be used to it and jump right
Brett
on the train.
The,
but
the
until
love,
then,
the love I
you heard Montana.
You
That's
more
where he's from. More than your dad ever gave.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Again. He's going to start calling you dad. You know, I've like, never had a man care for me like this before.
What the hell's going on over here?
This is like family confetti for you every time it gets
so
thrown
fun.
In the air.
We need a cannon behind right. Brett every time there's dark a Toledo and, dad joke. Go poof and just throw confetti out.
Dark and stormy is like a mule with dark rum, dark spiced rum.
Oh so go. It's a college girl drink.
It's a dark rum and ginger beer, essentially, with a little lime juice and simple syrup.
What's Illinois?
All right, well, Kansas might have taken us in the Googling a drink. Wine cooler.
Wow, it's pre-made. Well, you can make your own at home.
Lots of wine cooler.
What is that stuff? I put the wine in the cooler.
Are they still
it tastes
around?
Like
Bartles and James. Seltzers.
Oh yeah, wine coolers are around.
Yeah, I don't ever see them. All I see
Bartles
is
and James
seltzers.
Is still around.
Yeah. B&J. Well, and they brought back Zimas back like a year or two ago. Oh yeah,
that's
they were back.
That's what the original seltzer was.
Yeah,
that had no flavor. The
black licorice.
Zimas
beer.
Were terrible.
Yeah. What's Illinois?
Illinois mimosa.
What's Indiana?
Indiana
Sister
Tequila
Juice.
Sunrise.
Oh God, those rubes. My home state, Sahawks.
West but, Virginia.
Yeah,
well, White Russian.
But even Jersey, Pina Colada, really. I mean, when I think of Pina Coladas, I don't necessarily think of New Jersey.
They're dreaming of being somewhere else. Although the White Russian thing in West Virginia makes sense because evidently that's what you take with Oxy. I've been
Is
told,
that right?
Yeah, evidently. That's I've been told by several casual users of my pain pills, which I'm not using for my own recreation. I'm using them for actual pain. And people are like, drink a White Russian with it. I'm like, why? Because it's the – I guess the milk makes – oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not mixing – painkillers with alcohol. I've read too many stories about knocking out on that.
This is the Baffler in Nevada. Shirley Temple.
Well, because they don't know how to make
true?
A non-alcoholic drink at Shirley Temple. What is that?
I don't know what that is.
I got to look that up.
But it's so tasty.
Grenadine.
Why would you order that?
I figured that would be Utah, but Utah was, I need some help with this, Ricky. What's a Ricky?
Gin Ricky is lime juice and whatever alcohol, I think.
Okay.
A Ricky is just lime juice.
Why is it a Shirley Temple? Because after watching all that YouTube stuff about how they
well, there's a difference.
Then there was a Roy Rogers too.
No, but they sexualized
her. There's a Madonna.
Sure. But here's my question:
Madonna's a Shirley Temple without the cherry in it.
Exactly, so, but Shirley Temple is the cherry.
Right.
And after watching all that stuff about how they tried to indoctrinate young hookering through
Creepy.
Shirley Temple, and then they named that drink after I didn't.
It's so when you went on a date with Shirley Temple back in the day, this is something that she could drink.
But we named a drink.
You could have your martini. It is creepy.
A virgin beverage with a cherry in it.
Yeah.
Was Shirley Temple. And people didn't bat an eye. And it stayed. And for a while there, they were trying to call it Darth Vader and a Princess Leia. When I was at Tony Roma's, that started to change because kids didn't know who Shirley Temple was. And I'd be like, I need a Darth Vader. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell. What is that? And it's like a kid's, like it's a Coke with cherry in it or grenadine. It was dumb. So at Shirley Temple, they tried to replace it with a new name. It didn't take. That's gross when you think about why. Watch those old videos of Shirley Temple when she was, when they try to say, tell me what this is about. And they dressed her up like a hooker all the time. And then have little boys come into her dressing room, which by the way, she was a stripper in a lot of these movies.
Darla the same way.
Was on a kid's show.
Little
Shirley
Rascals.
Temple was a kid
in
adult
movies.
Situations.
Yeah, that's true.
And they'd be like, she's a burlesque dancer. She's like 7. And then these boys would come backstage and try to woo her, and her top would fall off. And it's like, this is crazy. You watch the YouTube video did a thing about what were we doing with Shirley Temple, and it changes how you see all that stuff. It's the indoctrination of child pornography to a society as normalization. The dude that owned her, the What, her manager?
Who owned?
He did. That was the 30s, Brady. He owned kids then. It was weird. Like, this guy was crazy about making sure she was in lingerie all the time. It's like you'd think of Shirley Temple as the good ship lollipop thing. And even that was kind of dirty.
You'll be excited about this, John. TGI Fridays has a new menu of carnival food.
Of course it does. Didn't it before?
You get a hot chicken or a burger. Both come on a donut for a bun. A sandwich that's mozzarella sticks between two pieces of bread. A grilled cheese with mozzarella sticks, basically. Cheese fries by the pound.
Because that's what you need.
And a cosmopolitan with cotton candy on top.
I didn't know. Are there any TGI Fridays other than the one at the ballpark?
There was one
that's the only one I know, too.
Earlier this morning, there used to be one by the Papa Do's.
Earlier this morning, and now it's gone?
We were talking about Papa Do's and that old I-17 and fajitas. And
that's what was earlier.
The one on Longmore's closed?
Did that one close finally?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now it's like some kind of church.
Thank God it's church.
It is. Right next to the old warehouse there by Fiesta Mall. Yep. It's now like, I think it's some kind of Asian church.
Fridays?
Yes. Yes. I'll take a picture of it next time.
Google says the one in the park is the only one in the area.
Is it really?
It's temporarily closed.
Well, yeah, because obviously no games. I didn't know that they turned it into an Asian church.
Yeah, I'll take a picture of it next time I roll by it.
There's a woman named Lizzie Johnson. Lives in Surrey, England, and she recently had a Tinder date with a guy whose profile picture was him with his boxer. Maybe he could tell she was mostly into it for his dog, because their idea for their first date was to go on a walk with their dog by a river.
Oh.
A few minutes into the date, the dog jumped into the river. Lizzie jumped right after the dog went in the river because it looks like he was struggling. So Lizzie jumps in to save the dog.
Not her dog.
She rescued the dog. They all kept walking for about 10 minutes more while Lizzie was covered in mud. They both went home. She says the guy texted her later at night to check on her and to apologize, but she was too traumatized to respond. Picture of Lizzie in the muddy outfit.
He didn't throw her in?
No.
What's she traumatized for?
The fact that he didn't go in after the dog, I think you beat him to the punch.
Well, that and the dog's
if he didn't have a chance,
alone.
Then.
What was it, like a raging river they were walking by? Sounds like the dog was going to make it. Boxers don't swim real good. All the time. Now, some don't, but.
Heavier.
Well, they just have that weird blocky. Some can probably swim great. Some sink. Well, that's just odd.
And it was
how
bloody.
Does that make news? I just don't understand.
In fact,
how
she went viral with her.
Now? Is that her?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the lady?
Yeah.
Good. He didn't want a second date with
that's
you.
That's right.
Yeah, you're traumatized.
The boxer didn't want either.
The boxer was traumatized. He was trying to kill himself. He didn't want you to be the new mommy.
She's got bloody baby feet on her counter.
I see that.
On her cupboards.
Oh.
And her shirt says psycho, which looks appropriate.
Yep.
Wow. So she's traumatized by saving the dog. Which she volunteered
her pants
to do.
Are traumatized.
I think
her waistline is traumatized.
I think the guy had it set up. If this is going well,
I think we just
boxer bolts to the river.
Yeah,
cuts the date short.
He has the dog trained that.
Yeah.
At any time, just to freak out.
It's a safe word.
Right. Well, I hope we don't have any trouble. Jumps in the river.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, my dog. The date must end.
Somebody get him.
I'll save it. Oh, God, no. Oh, no. I owe her 10 more minutes of walking.
You warm?
One saved dog equals 10 more minutes of river walk. I'm covered in mud. This means we're getting married. Okay, I'll call you tomorrow. Looney Tunes.
Trinity College in Perth is a elite private school. Boys, and they've just made the smackdown on hairstyles. You can no longer have a mullet.
Good.
Outlawed at this private school.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Is that all long hair or just mullets?
Mullets. And yep. Good for you guys. I'm with Brett. Good for you. That is proof that you're trying to educate the future, because the first thing you should teach somebody with a mullet is you can't get a job with that thing.
Australia was holding on to that, wasn't they?
Oh, they love it.
The mullet?
Oh, yeah.
The Bogans. Really? The Bogans
you
in
ever
Australia.
Seen Australian football players?
They love
well,
that stuff.
No. Wow. Students are not permitted to have mullets, rat tails, top knots, mohawks.
Good.
Nope. My son's
extra
out.
Long fringes, and any other non-conventional style cuts.
What's his called?
We're forcing him to do a top knot because his hair is so long now.
A man bun?
That when he eats, he drags his hair through his friggin' food.
You need to just quit on this one.
I agree.
First of all, pull your dad. Get out of here.
It's not too late.
Jesus.
You know what you should do? Send him on a search for grandpa. He'll never come back.
All right, that one's funny. I got to go on that one.
Sorry, I enjoy it too much.
32-year-old Jordan Evans was drinking with a friend on Friday in Lincoln, Nebraska. The friend suffered some sort of injury, couldn't walk, so Jordan decided to take him to the hospital himself, stole a piece of construction equipment, saw a front-end loader sitting in the construction site, started it up, put his buddy in the front bucket, drove him 10 blocks to the hospital. Policeman was there at the entrance of the ER as this front loader comes rolling in. Blocks the ambulances from being able to pull in.
Yeah.
He gets out, drops down his buddy. So he got arrested. Got a DUI. He had twice the legal limit.
So that'll be on an episode of ER soon? Or not ER, one of the medical shows?
He also had some drugs.
Oh, oops.
Might be. This other guy gets busted. Clam Lake Township in Michigan.
What?
You heard him. Don't celebrate it.
Cops spotted a car on the shoulder of the highway last Friday with its lights off. When they walked up to the car, they saw a guy in the front seat trying to duck out of sight. Cops asked him for his name. He gave him a fake name. The fake name he gave was a guy that was wanted for, he had a warrant out for his arrest, too.
Oh, Jesus.
The guy gets busted.
Gave a fake name of a
and the fake
felon.
Name... Hit bingo.
Well played.
They found 27 grams of meth in his car. He's heading to jail.
Clam Lake Township.
It is near Manatee.
Okay.
Michigan.
Not that funny. There are clams, guys.
But there's no Clam Lake.
You don't know. There is no Clam Lake.
It's it looks Lake like Cadillac and Lake Mitchell.
You got to have a Clam Lake if you're going to. What's that little tiny thing over there?
Which one?
The one to the right. There's a tiny, there you go, that little lake there. That's got to be Clam Lake, yeah?
It's TJ's Trucking and Twin Lakes.
There's no, TJ's Trucking got a lake? What is Clam Lake Township with no clams or no lake? No Clam
Maybe
Lake.
It's this one.
What
nope,
do you got here?
That one doesn't have a name.
Huh.
Interesting.
Maybe there's, I don't know, that's, maybe it is what it is named after.
Pleasant Lake.
Hmm. Where's this? In Michigan?
Michigan.
Yeah.
And Woodward Lake.
Well, you'd have to keep Clam Lake Township close to Clam Lake.
You would
you
think.
Can't go searching as far as you're going.
It's a township that actually has no
Stone
water.
Ledge.
Yes. These clams are different.
These are different clams. They're attached to the lady folk.
These are land clams.
You can't find them, man.
Land clams.
The land clams ain't got no pearls.
Well, there's a pearl. It's tough to find.
And they're what you'd call...
If you find the pearl, you fiddle with it.
Land they're what clams. You call odoriferous.
Oh, boy, are they.
Oh, man, are they. This one here smells like Papa Doe's garbage dump.
Delicious.
Don't know if you heard about this, but the ship that clogged the Suez Canal...
Mm-hmm.
Egypt is coming in strong after they know the reason why it happened.
Drinking.
Curse of Ramses.
Oh, Ramses did this?
In Egypt, they're moving 22 mummies to a new museum.
There we go.
Told you not to do that.
Pharaoh's
curse. Screw up the shipping lanes.
Yep.
That's right. What a powerful pharaoh he is, then. That he stopped the distribution of giant dildos in the Suez Canal for 3 days. Wow. Thanks, Ramses. You're a tough one.
So they're asking for the 22 containers filled of adult toys. Mm-hmm. They'd like to bury them with the mummies.
With Ramses? For future generations to
yes.
discover. What are they moving mummies for?
New museum.
Oh, so they weren't
They've taken a hit in tourism the last year, so they've dropped some dough on this new museum. It's pretty sweet.
So this was the traveling mummies. They were already out.
They're in a shotgun shack to begin with.
Well, what I'm saying, though, is the museum, they weren't in a tomb. They've been mobile, like, you know, the way Cirque du Soleil has a traveling show. They, yeah, same thing.
I think
these
so.
Mummies weren't that big a deal.
22 of them, man.
There's tons of dead mummies. Tons of dead mummies.
I love them mummies.
It doesn't make any sense that now Ramses gets mad about it if they were already in a museum to begin with.
He's already, this curse has lasted a long time. Wow. Anytime you mess with him,
he's a very
the
angry,
curse is on.
Non-existent thing. The ghost of Ramses.
It's Ramses too.
We got anything else?
That's it. Oh, we got some radio videos.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Got some gems.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember any?
Oh, yeah, I do. I remember the first one is Ricky Lake. No, that's So this is a influencer posing on a boat.
Is it ever?
The photo shoot is going pretty well for about 5-10 seconds maybe, or less than that.
She's going in. There's no question. She's sitting on the edge of this boat. Nope. Oh, that's...
yeah, woo. That's Clam Lake.
You know what I'll tell you right now? That's my...
Literally.
That might be my favorite last memory of somebody.
Yeah.
When she flashed her butthole and she was gone.
Yep.
Listen to Little Bad Bunny, Butthole, and Water.
Find that one on the World Star Hip Hop IG page.
That's influencing.
And then this is Girls Getting Hurt. The old...
They're practicing cheerleading.
To help.
Are they? She just, she just threw her down.
Man, that is not the technique you're
looking
for.
That was me at the Shelby Museum.
Jeez.
Standing on her sister's shoulders.
She just throws her down.
They're doing they're doing great until the toss.
Yeah.
The
base.
Oh, haunted. Those are two broken ankles.
Another girl's getting hurt.
No, this is a man
Okay, this is bone break. Ready?
Okay, and he's just standing on the side of a trailer, jumping off a trailer. Spines don't do that.
Is gone.
Spines don't do that. He's that weird Rubik's snake.
Oh,
man.
That is beyond scorpion.
Look at that still
shot. That is a broken scorpion.
That's a broken neck.
He'll never walk again.
That's Shriners for adults right there.
That's it. That's how Caleb got it.
All right, one more time. Just the bounce.
I love
What's he get stuck on? A wind chime? And then
the gutter, I think.
Check out Sir Red Eye's comment.
Oh, no, you're right. It is a hanger.
What's it
like
say?
Like a plat hanger.
Two laughing emojis. Paraplegic time.
Yeah, people love paraplegic videos.
I remember the day I fell off my parents' mobile home. I broke 26 bones.
And now you can have this adorable blanket.
That's right. To lay under and think about not climbing on your mobile home.
Wow, that dude can't move. That's... I hope they've got insurance. Look at the dog in
the
window.
That's what I was just saying. What's going on?
The
there?
Ginger kid's dead. What is it, Lassie? Did Timmy fall off the trailer? The ginger kid's dead? Thanks, Lassie.
Complete chest pump to the yard.
I don't know what he's stuck on.
This is he's on a hanger, a plant hanger, like you're saying.
Oh, okay. So there's no plant in it. That's horrible. That's the best scorpion video I've seen. That kid goes he fully inverts.
Yeah, we'll put that one out.
There you have it.
Find that one on our Facebook page.
What's this?
Not me.
Oh, Toledo's dad's on the phone.
Bastard in the basket.
Sing Bastard in the basket.
Oh, I'd like to show one too.
Oh, okay. Oh, you got one?
Get right.
Well, it's
let me get out of here.
It's a gem.
Hold on, Toledo's dad's not done. All right, there you go.
What?
It's a gem from Boss KUPD.
Oh,
we got it. Yes.
Did Brady put up another good one?
Yeah there John, there you go.
It's just a still picture.
All right.
A couple of pikes eating a carrot.
Now you're trying to act like you were in on it.
Yep.
You were on the outside looking in on it.
By design. I knew you'd react that way.
No, you didn't. You put it up there because you were like, this is great. That video he sent us yesterday. Did you see that one?
Which one?
The one where the two black people would just dance in front
of
people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, we need the Geico guy.
Dancers?
We need the Geico guy to go up to Brady and say, you're starting to like things on the internet only your parents would like. It's a no fuss and no cuss and no back talking video.
These people just walk up to random strangers and dance. It's adorable.
And you send it to friends. What are you doing?
Terrible. One of my friends didn't like it.
Me.
The other one said if that ever happened to him.
Yeah, we'd punch him out.
Yeah.
And there you go, everybody. That is your Brady Report, brought to you by Hooters and Bud Light. It's 98.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.